News yesterday that three top Steinhoff executives, including Markus Juster, have been formally charged in Germany with balance sheet fraud, which allegedly took place in 2015. The Public Prosecutor's Office in Oldenburg in Germany didn't actually name the three former executives. So this is reports from sources and from people that seem to know that Markus Juster, the former chief for Europe, Dirk Schreiber, are amongst the three charged. And this carries a maximum sentence of a three-year prison term. Meanwhile, South African authorities saying that they are still busy with their own investigation. Rob Rose is the Financial Mail editor. He also wrote an excellent book on Steinhoff and Markus Juster. Joining us now, Rob, thank you very much for your time. So we knew that the German authorities were going to announce this. They have now announced it. The South African authorities are scrambling to say, don't worry, we're doing our own investigation. It is coming. But how much faith do we have in that South African investigation?
Afternoon, Maddie. The thing is, the South African investigation has taken a very long time, even though a large part of the evidence is here. And a lot of it's quite simple. For example, insider trading investigation, which was done here, isn't that complicated at all. So you'd imagine that, you know, we should have definitely had some kind of action on that long before the 3 years is up. It's 3 years since Steinhoff collapsed. So it's taking way too long and it seems indefensible at this point.
So you wrote a really interesting column yesterday about how Steinhoff has actually given 30 million rand to the NPA or to PricewaterhouseCoopers to do this investigation. We spoke to Sipho Ngwema from the NPA on this show yesterday, and he told us that he didn't believe that it was a conflict of interest. What is your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, Mandy, you know better than I just how denuded of skills, especially forensic skills, the NPA and Hawks are. But equally, I think that this does set a very dangerous precedent. And the experts I did speak to, the lawyers and the governance experts, said that there are so many potential quagmires in this. I mean, for example, if a company has to contribute for the case to be investigated, does this not mean that the largest companies can afford it will get justice before the smaller companies who won't be able to afford it? I mean, that's just one of the many issues. The other issue, for example, is that if Steinhoff decides it's, you know, the investigation is coming too close to them, could they just pull the plug and say, I'm sorry, fund it by yourself, which creates some kind of incentive for the investigators to then drop a case or go softly on someone. It is a bit of a conflict of interest minefield, and I don't think the NPA should underplay that.
I think I completely agree with you. Firstly, I've always been advocating for the NPA to get more money so it doesn't find itself in this position. But it really does offer a different kind of justice for those with money and power and influence and contacts than those, as you say, that are smaller businesses. So what do we know about how far this investigation that's being done by PwC on behalf of the Hawks or whatever it is, how far is that and how close are we in South Africa to actually getting somewhere?
Well, I mean, I certainly think the insider trading investigation where he tipped off four friends to sell their shares a week before it collapsed, that's a far easier case to do. The problem seems to be that the prosecutors and the investigators want to do that alongside this massive fraud. And it's, you know, it's 106 billion rand in fake transactions over more than a decade. And that's a tough thing to put together. And it's, you know, it's taken a team of PwC forensic investigators more than a year to do the actual investigation for Steinhoff. So it's not a simple case. You can imagine taking that through court is going to take years. So I think they're waiting to do everything at once, and I think that might be a mistake. It might be easier to do certain elements of the criminal prosecution first, because 3 years of this is not, it's just not good enough that this hasn't gone to court.
So I assume Markus Juster is still swanning about Hermanus or the Winelands or wherever he is. So what will happen now? Will he be on trial in absentia in Germany? Will he be extradited? Or I can't imagine that necessarily happening. What do you see happening?
I'm not actually sure if he'd be extradited. I mean, I think that the German prosecutors have left it to the South Africans to some extent for a while and then realized that we were going nowhere slowly, so then decided to go ahead on their side. They could lodge an extradition request, I suppose. I'm just not sure how that would work out. And I'm not sure you would certainly be sure that Markus Juster would fight that, given all the indications he's given so far about how he's going to react to the charges. So, you know, if that did happen, that in itself would be a bit of a legal sideshow, never mind the actual case itself.
Well, Rob, I think that whichever way we look at this, we're a long way from justice. But thank you for your time. Always good to have you on. It's Rob Rose, the Financial Mail editor. And if you want to understand Steinhoff, it's so complex. Go and read his book on the matter and on Marcus Joosten and what went on behind the scenes.